Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 11th of May, and I'm recording at, that is 9:55 p.m., and that is British summertime here in still sunny London. Okay, so, nervous markets. I think the main worry overall is what bond markets are doing. More on that in a moment, but first let's start with the Asia-Pacific markets overall. Tokyo clawed out a very modest gain here over today. China was mixed. The Shanghai Composite was up over 1.5%, but the Hang Seng Index gave up over 1%. And the China Enterprise Index gave up nearly 1.5% here overall. So we're still in a pause and consolidation phase here overall. And frankly, I'm surprised to see the Shanghai Composite currently outperforming the Hang Seng indices, largely because their valuations are so much lower. Okay, Taiwan a tiny bit higher, South Korea a tiny bit lower. They're mostly lower thereafter. The little bit of an eyebrow raiser, though, is India, because it had seen several days of recovery, but got clipped here for over 2.25%. And so this is going to be a lengthy, well, I've described it here as a lengthy medium-term consolidation, and it's certainly that. Now, the best you can say about it is that it is certainly corrected at what was an overextended, overbought condition, and it's allowing valuations to improve because the economy still grows here, but the market's pulled back and still has yet to refine or rediscover a demand driver here. I think part of the reason for this is that India had overshadowed China for quite a while, and then a few months ago, late last year, then China kicked into gear and surged higher, and as that move became stronger and stronger, that has, I'm sure, siphoned off some of the trend following, momentum buying money that we have seen in the markets. And so that's really the state of play here today. Now, most of the other Asia-Pacific markets were lower on the day. And Asia, I beg your pardon, the European markets, certainly some heavier selling pressure here today. For instance, German DAX index down 1.72%, and the declines, again, ranging from the Euro Stoxx index 1.42%, the UK market, which had done well following the election, but down 1.37%, and they're all lower in here, and mostly by more than one percentage point overall. So, let me just round out here on the states. The US indices were quite low pre-market, largely because bonds were so weak. So there's definitely a connection there that is likely to persist for a little while. Then bond yields backed off their highs. I should put it that way. Yields had surged in the morning and then backed off those highs. And what we saw was Wall Street to then recover most of its declines, but still ended with losses really of 0.25% or a little more. And the other markets in this that are showing on my screen here, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, they're all lower in here today as well. So nervous time for markets. Now I said this is a lot of this was due to bonds. Well, here's what happened to the U.S. Treasuries. This morning, this shot up to 2.36%. That's a real eyebrow raiser. But then pulled back, and after hours trading here at 2.245%, so slightly below yesterday's close at 2.28%. But this has been a very sharp rally, needless to say. It broke the progression of lower rally highs, and I don't think that it's over. Now, one of the factors here is it's global. You look at other bond markets around the world, particularly the German bond market. That's extremely important, and that's a V bottom. And we just had this very, very persistent decline in the 10-year yields down to almost zero, and then they've just backed up really sharply with the sharpest rally by far that we've seen for a very long time. So again, my feeling is that that's the low. We saw the low, was it late last month or earlier this month? But that's it. That's the bottom of the actual yield. So it's just a matter of how much base extension we actually see forming. But you know, when you've had so many years of a secular bull market and given a whole new life extension phase by quantitative easing, and that is no longer pushing those yields down, my goodness, they didn't have much further to go. And the European economies, the good news is that the European economies are looking a little better. And the US economy, well, it's mixed, choppy, but certainly on a reasonable amount of data, including employment, looking somewhat better. And with the Fed wanting to go ahead with an interest rate increase of a quarter point in September. You know, so if the Fed's in a position to raise interest rates, well, it's kind of a no-brainer that that's going to cause bond yields to move a little bit higher in here. And I really feel that bond investors, well, after so many good years, they've been sleepwalking, those institutional bond investors and private bond investors. Then, of course, there are a whole lot of people who hold what they feel are quite conservative funds, and they were originally. These are often pension funds, but they have a significant weighting in bonds. And then there are a lot of long-term multinational investments that charities will have, that universities will have, and they've got a significant quotient of bonds, again, because they always have. Well, they're going to see some profit erosion, and it's potentially significant. And then the knock-on effect here in terms of stock markets is that that will worry stock market investors who are also contemplating the duration of a bull market that's 6 years long in the tooth, and where valuations have actually risen. Now, my feeling is that that can produce choppy action in stock markets for sure, but the real danger is in the bond markets because this is a bubble. I've said it on a number of occasions, and dangerous area. And there will also be a time when that link between the two markets just loosens, or if not evaporates, and you'll get some of the money that was being poured into bonds going into equities instead. And I maintain that equities are vastly greater value overall. Okay, now what else happened in here today? As far as US dollar is concerned, it was weaker. The dollar index is, for the most part, dollar index is down to 94.59, and it has come down lower than the rally of the last 3 days. And the euro up to 1.1212, again bearing out that people are feeling a little better about the European Union, even though the Grexit possibility is still very, very real. It's a matter of time, isn't it? How long do they keep the thing afloat before Greece is finally out of the euro? And the Australian dollar firm, 0.7982. And sterling also firm, 1.5675. Some of the Asian Pacific currencies a little easier, including the Indian rupee. And looking at the commodity markets now, precious metals are firmer in here today. Silver up 21 cents, 16.52. And palladium also a little firmer, just under $5. And platinum also five, nearly $6 higher, 1133. Gold 1193, nearly 94, up almost $10 overall. Again, my view is that those of you who are interested in precious metals is that nibble on weakness is the way I would classify these markets at this stage. Last but not least, well, not quite last, but certainly not least, the crude oil market firmer here today. So we're up $2.25 on the Brent at 67.17, and the WTI is up $2 at 61.27. We also see natural gas firming at 2.89, again from a very low level. But it's in a short-term uptrend overall, and commodities generally a little bit firmer in here. The exceptions, they've long been exceptions. Soybeans soft today. That's the perhaps the main one on the downside that I've seen. But that's caused the CCI, the firmness of oil and the metals. I should also mention U.S. copper steady at 292.8. It's up $2. I speaking it's up let me get it right 2.5 cents. And the just to say again, it's energy, the and the metals pushing that index a little higher, and some of the agricultural commodities, but not obviously not the staple grains in here so far. And I think that's pretty much it. Most important markets to be keeping a close eye on are those bonds, because there will be repercussions as those yields move higher. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.